WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, awesome people. Welcome back to Morning Hustle Rituals. 5 minutes to win. Your daily dose of motivation and inspiration to start your day right. I'm your host, Asher Blake, here to help you level up that hustle and reclaim some precious time for the things that truly matter. Today we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to my heart, work-life balance. Because let's face it, ever feel like you're spinning plates faster than a circus act, juggling deadlines, emails, family time, self-care, everything? You know that feeling when your to-do list feels longer than the Great Wall of China? Well, my friends, I'm here to tell you that achieving a sense of balance isn't about magic or some mystical unicorn. It's about making intentional choices and setting clear boundaries. Think of it as a recipe for happiness, a carefully crafted blend of work satisfaction, personal fulfillment, and enough downtime to recharge your batteries. So, how do we achieve this elusive work-life harmony? Let's break it down into five key ingredients. First up, prioritize like a boss. You've got limited time and energy, so don't waste them on things that don't truly move the needle. Identify your core values. What brings you joy, purpose, and meaning? Then, focus your energy on activities aligned with those values. Whether it's spending quality time with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, or simply taking a quiet moment for yourself, make sure your priorities reflect what truly matters to you. Next, learn the art of saying, no. This one is tough, I get it. We're all conditioned to say yes, be helpful, and not disappoint. But remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Saying no to extra commitments or obligations frees up space for the things that truly matter. It's about protecting your time and energy for what brings you fulfillment. Third, schedule those self-care rituals. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Think exercise, healthy eating, getting enough sleep, meditation, or anything that helps you recharge and feel your best. Make it a non-negotiable part of your routine. Schedule it in your calendar like any other important meeting. Fourth, set boundaries between work and life. This means setting clear expectations with your employer and colleagues about your working hours. It also means creating rituals that signal the transition from work mode to personal time. Maybe it's a walk around the block, listening to your favorite music, or simply disconnecting from your devices for a while. Finally, practice mindfulness. Be present in each moment, whether you're at work, spending time with loved ones, or enjoying a quiet cup of coffee. This means letting go of distractions, focusing on the task at hand, and savoring the little moments. Mindfulness can help you appreciate the good things in your life and cultivate a sense of peace amidst the chaos. Now, let me tell you a quick story about this. Remember that friend who always seemed stressed out? Always juggling work projects, family events, and social obligations? Well, she finally realized she needed to make a change. So, she started prioritizing self-care, taking walks in nature, doing yoga, and setting aside time for hobbies she loved. She also learned to say no more often and set clear boundaries between work and personal time. The result? She became calmer, happier, and more productive. She found that by focusing on what truly mattered, she had more energy and enthusiasm for everything she did. Isn't that amazing? So, there you have it, five key takeaways to help you build a strong work-life balance. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. Start small, experiment with different strategies, and find what works best for you. The key is to be intentional, prioritize your well-being, and create a life that feels truly fulfilling. Now, go out there and make today amazing. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little work-life balance boost. Until tomorrow, keep hustling, but remember to take care of yourselves along the way.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.